Hello, my name is Maggie Dillon Katz, and welcome to Getting to Calm. This is a visualization that you can use anytime you want to bring yourself back to calm, back to center. And this one is one with a focus around the theme of water. And you can create your own as well. Let's start by having you find a place, a quiet place where you can listen to this recording and where you're able to be uninterrupted for about 10 to 15 minutes. So find that place that makes you feel at home, where you're comfortable sitting, lying down, standing, whatever works for you. And what we're going to do is have you start first by taking four deep breaths, breathing in from the belly, through the nose if you can, and out through the mouth. And as you do this, I want you to imagine that you are breathing your air out to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, above you and below you. And there's one more direction that we rarely talk about or remember, and it's called the fifth direction. The fifth direction is center. We leave from our center and we come back to center. We begin from the center and we go back to the center. May this visualization bring you to your own center, to your own sense of home within yourself. Water. Do your four breaths. Breathing in and out. Letting go of anything that's no longer needed. Deep breaths in from the belly, out through the mouth. Trusting in this moment to help you release anything that's no longer needed. Just keep breathing. Now close your eyes, and I want you to imagine that you are looking at the ocean or a huge lake or bay. It might be a favorite one you have in your mind. And this body of water is aqua Caribbean blue. To look at it has a calming influence. And it's striated with different colors of blue. And now you're coming even closer to it, and you've just stepped onto a beautiful white sandy beach. The sun is golden above, the sky is blue. And there's a gentle breeze. And you feel your whole body just go, this feels so good. It's neither hot nor cool. It's just the right temperature for your body. And you notice that the waves are lapping at the shore, at the sandy shore. And they're going in and out, in and out, just like your breath. When they whoosh in, they wash over the sand and the little pebbles, and they give energy. And then they pull back into the huge body of water as though they're receiving new energy from it. And then it whooshes forward again with its white, turbulent, foamy little waves. And the sound on the sand, the sound of the water, the sound is like a gentle, gentle whooshing song to you. And then you notice that the breeze is also making a beautiful, soft sound, because behind you there's beach grass, long, beautiful green blades that go into little tips at the top. And the sun is making them look like they're both green and white, because the sun has this golden white coloring on it. And the wind is blowing between it. And the sound of them gently brushing against each other is also like a song, whispering. And the wind gently curls itself around your neck. It gently blows across your skin like a tender touch. And you keep breathing. And your body loves it. And you put your face up towards the sky, towards the direction of the sun. And the sun, it's like it's giving you kisses on the face and on your skin. The way a cat drinks its milk, it's like the sun is feeding you with its warm, tender kisses. And it's like it is so happy to see you, and your body is so happy to see it. And then you notice that the sand beneath your feet is so soft, so velvety, and it's so supportive. It molds or moves to accommodate you. It fills in around the soles of your feet, and it moves to accommodate you. It holds you. It supports you. And between it and the earth below it, it feeds your body energy. Listen to the sound of the waves and their whooshing. Listen to the sound of the wind and its gentle breezes and whispers. Listen to the sound of the seagulls as they gently caw. And keep breathing. Breathing in and out. Remembering that you are safe. That you are surrounded by so much support. And you notice that out on the water, it's glistening with light. Beautiful golden light, afternoon light. And it's sparkling, again as though it's winking at you. Winking at you that all is good and calm and safe. It's as though there were thousands of Tinkerbells out there winking at you. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel how great and luscious this feels for you. And notice any part of your body where there may be some tension. Just breathe into it and let it go. Imagine that, like the water, it's washing over you and just pulling away anything that is not needed. And instead, it's replacing it, your body and you, with energy, a calm, lovely energy. The energy like fire, but the kind of fire that's like a single candle or a few beautifully calm, flickering candles. That kind of firelight that's completely calm and enveloping and makes you feel at home and safe. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, go into your heart and ask your heart what else it needs. Ask your body what else it needs to come to calm. What does your heart, what does your body want you to do or be to come to calm? Often it wants you to do nothing, to create space for not doing. So for a moment I'm going to be quiet and let you listen to your body to ask it what it wants to help it so its nervous system can be calm and centered. Like that candle, when there's no wind and it's just so light and calm and emanating warmth and safety. What does your body want? What does your body need to support coming back to calm? Listen. Your body has the answer. It always has. It always knows. The fifth direction, the center. Your body knows. Listen. Trust the answer, even if it sounds something you didn't expect, even if it seems dubious, trust the answer. Okay, so now take four more deep breaths, allowing any last feelings or thoughts to float up to you. Look around at the scene that you've seen. See if there's anything else for you to see, for you to feel, for you to know. Notice how good it feels. Take your last deep breath and begin to come back to present time, to present circumstances, to the space you're in. And as you do, give thanks to your body and to the space for whatever you just experienced. And before you move into the rest of your day or evening, take a moment to type or write down what your body told you. What does it need? What does it know? What does it want? Were there any messages it gave you? Write them down. And then write them on a few pieces of paper or type them in a few places and put them where you'll see them. Maybe it said, it needs more water. Maybe it said, I need more deep breaths like this. Maybe it said, I need to move more. Or very likely it said many other things. Whatever it said, write it down and listen. And put it in strategic places you'll see it, like your wallet, like your sock drawer. Someplace that will remind you to give your body what it needs to come back to calm. I'm going to end with just a few lines from what's called a metta meditation, which is about kindness to oneself. And I wish you all the best. This is Maggie Dillon Katz. When I say these words, you can repeat the words I say, and then you may also repeat the words using the word I. So when I say, may you be at peace, you will say, may I be at peace. So here we go. May you be at peace. May you be calm. May you listen to the stirrings of your body and soul's yearning. May you listen to what your body needs to be calm. May you love yourself. May you come to the home of your own true center. May you be at peace. Thank you. Bye for now.